我们真是深深的体会到有圣灵的同在。
We believe that we have the presence of the Holy Spirit.
我很盼望我们下一代真是能够认识主，像我们这一代认识主一样。
And my desire is that our next generation should know the Lord just as this generation knows the Lord.
过去几年我回到中国的时候。
And last few years when I returned to China.
我就发现很多很多下一代的弟兄姊妹爱主，像他们的父母一样。
I discovered many younger people love the Lord just as their parents.
在杭州，在上海，在北京。
杭州、上海或北京。
当然，我也遇到一些下一代已经放弃信仰。
Of course, I also met some of the next generation that they already abandoned their faith.
或许根本没有信仰。
Or that they don't even have any faith at all.
我有一次在杭州的时候。
One time I was in 杭州。
见到一位姊妹。
I saw that I met a sister.
他经过很多的苦
she has suffered a great deal.
也有一段时间软弱
and during a period of time, she was beaten.
可是因为有一位老弟兄到了美国以后不断地给他写信
but because of an elderly brother after he arrived in the United States continued writing to her
就鼓励他
and to encourage her
他最后回到主面前
Finally,
she returned back to the Lord. 那么我跟戴师母就见到这位姊妹的时候。
In Hangzhou, when Mrs. Taylor and myself saw this sister,
她就送我们一本书。
And she gave us a book.
我今天晚上带来了。
I brought it here tonight.
这个不是毛衣录。
Not a little red book.
这是。其实他前面写了五个字
in front she wrote five characters
历史的见证
testimony in history
这是一本新约圣经
actually it's a New Testament Bible
跟你收编的圣经不一样
but it's different from your Bible
内容是一样的
of course the content is the same
可是这是手抄本
But this is hand copy.
是文革的期间，一位弟兄或许几位弟兄完全没有圣经。
During the Cultural Revolution, there was one brother or several brothers that didn't have any Bible at all.
那么他们自己下功夫刻钢板。
So they decided to write the copy.
那么把整本新约都抄下来了。
And copied down the entire.
然后油印。
And then they printed it.
那么分给弟兄姊妹。
Distributed to brothers and sisters.
我不知道我们今天是不是爱主的话到这个地步。
I do not know whether today we love the word of God to such an extent.
聚会结束的时候，如果你要看，我就摆在前面，请你小心的就看。
At the end of the service, I'm going to put it in front. You may take a look, but be very careful.
一个字一个字非常整齐的写出来。
Word by word, very carefully written down.
我也发现旅游的时候也可以为主做见证。
And I also discovered that we can testify for the Lord as tourists.
有的时候回到中国有的人是探亲。
Sometimes some of us return to China for visiting relatives.
有的时候是做生意。
Sometimes because of business.
有的时候是观光。
Sometimes as tourists.
一年半之前我跟戴师母到内地去了。不知道那次大概你没有在啊，是另外一位医生跟我在一起。等一下他又就纠正
了。
我今天晚上特别紧张。那么当我们要离开中国的时候
When we are about to leave China
我们就经过这个飞机场
We passed by the airport
是最后一个检查
It was the last inspection
那么有一个女性在那里负责检查
There lady was in charge.
那我跟她讲讲普通话。
And I spoke to her in Mandarin.
我也看她眼睛就睁开，她有一点惊奇。
She looked surprised.
但是我又没有理会，就走了。
And I didn't pay much attention, and I walked past.
就到候机室那里去了。
因为飞机还没有到。
那么我想有一段时间，我发现在墙边那里有很多的国画。大概是要卖的。所以我就走过去去欣赏这些国画。看了差不多15分钟到20分钟的时间。
I stood there for 15 to 20 minutes.
后来就回到我的位置。
Then I returned to my seat.
跟这位英国来的医生坐在一起。
And I was sitting with a physician from England.
突然我发现有一个人站在我旁边。
Then all of a sudden I found someone was standing next to me.
一看就是这位公安的，或许这个保安的一个女性。
Lady was an inspector.
他说先生，我可不可以跟你讲话？
She said, sir, may I speak with you?
我说可以啊，请坐。
Said, of course, please, please.
所以他就坐在我旁边。
So she sat down next to me.
他说先生，你能不能帮助我？
Said, sir, could you help me?
我说怎么帮法呢？
Said, how do I help you?
他说我是刚好今年大学毕业的。
She said, we just graduated from college this year.
我是念外语的。
And, I study English.
那么你可不可以帮我买一本这个英文文学的课本？
And could you buy me an English literature book?
我说你要的是英国文学还是美国文学课本？
Are you looking for English literature or American literature?
他说都可以。
Oh, anyone's one.
我说、
okay.
我说大概没有问题，我帮你找，我替你买。
And I said, okay, I think I can buy it for you.
然后他就看我。
And then she looked at me.
他说先生你做什么？
She said, sir, what do you do?
哇，你说怎么回答这个问题啊？我说你问这个问题很有意思啊。我说我原来在台湾做神学院的院长。
I said, before I was in Taiwan, I was the president of a theological seminary.
我们教授的学生都跟你一样。
All the professors, they have students like you.
我们的学生。
Oh, our students are like you.
都跟你一样。
They are all like you.
都是大学毕业的。
They all graduates from college.
因为我心里想，他应该对神学、基督教神学教育有一个比较准确的观念。
I thought that maybe she should have a more accurate idea about the theological education.
不是。无路可走没有出息的人就到神学院去了。那么所以我就跟他讲，我说你看都是大学毕业的青年。他说先生啊，你们在神学院教些什么？我说我们教圣经。他的声音就低下来了。
And then she lowered her voice a bit.
她说先生你有没有一本圣经？
Then she said, sir, do you have a Bible?
现在要怎么回答？我说很抱歉， 我自己最后一本圣经已经送给人了。
And I'm sorry, I have given away my last Bible.
这是真的。
And that's true.
我告诉大家一个公开的秘密啊。我自己用的圣经，我经常读经的那一本，我不带到中国。你知道为什么？
You know why?
我不会带回来。
Because I won't bring it back.
我一定会送给人。
I always give it away.
但是我里面有很多的 notes。所以我现在这几年我都不带，因为已经有经验啊，带去就没有带回来，所以我现在不把自己经常用的圣经带去。那一次我已经把我带进去的圣经送给一位医生。
And at that time already given the Bible and brought it to a doctor.
他自己没有。
也
很高兴我能够给他。
He was happy to have.
所以我就跟他讲，我说，很抱歉，我没有圣经。
So I told her, I'm sorry, I don't have any Bible.
可是如果你把你的姓名、地址写下来，我设法把一本圣经送到你手边。
But if you would like to write down your name and address, I will try my best to send one to you.
他说行啊，那么他在那里写，
okay.
他在那里写。
She was writing.
他写的时候，我突然想啊，这一位医生坐在我旁边的医生，那天早晨就跟我讲。
But then while she was writing, all of a sudden I thought of what my friend doctor had told me that morning.
他跟我讲，他说这一次我带到中国的这一本圣经太破旧了，下一次我不会带来。
Next time I'm going to bring it.
我就转过来对他说，我说那个破旧的圣经你要不要留在中国。他说没问题，可以。那我就告诉这位公安，我说我有一本圣经可以送给你。可是正讲的时候，这位医生改变主意。他说是我祖母送的。哇，我说对不起啊，他对那一本圣经有感情啊。不能送。不过你还是把姓名地址写下来，我就可以想办法把圣经送给你。他写的时候我就看他写的不是公安局，那个地址不是公安局啊。所以我从很多方面就慢慢的了解他是真的要一本圣经。
So from various ways, I come to understand she was truly wanted a Bible.
针写完了，这位医生又改变主意了。
By the time she finished writing, the doctor changed his mind.
他说：“我想我祖母一定要我送。”
He said, "My grandma probably wanted me to give it away."
我说：“你赶紧的把它抱起来，我们要给他啊。
”He said, "Hurry, and rather than we will give it to her."
所以我们就把圣经包起来就给他了。
So we read the Bible and gave it to her.
刚好飞机就到了。
And then the plane arrived.
上飞机的时候，
oh, we went up the plane.
他送我们到飞机旁边。
She walked us to the entrance.
当我们进飞机的时候，
When we entered the plane,
我就往后看，
I looked back.
看见一位公安的女性在那里给我们招手。
I saw that the woman lady inspector, she was waving to us.
他的手这边有一个小包包，
and she has a little package under her arm.
里面的东西我都知道。
And I know what is inside.
别人不知道。
No one knows, no one else.
他就跟我们说快点再来啊。
Come back soon.
不到五天，我已经回到香港了啊。
Less than 5 days later, I returned to Hong Kong.
那么不到五天，我收到一个圣诞卡。
I received a Christmas card.
我今天晚上带来了。
I brought it here.
从哪里来啊？
Where is it from?
不是美国来的。
Not from the United States.
从中国。
From China.
就是这位公安女性她寄来的。其实那一年我听说中国不可以庆祝圣诞。
Actually, I heard that that year they're not supposed to celebrate Christmas in China.
不过这是从她那边来的。
But that's a Christmas card from there.
那么里面外面写的是英文。I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. 那么在里面有他写的一封信。
And then she had a letter
inside. 我今天晚上念给大家听。戴先生，你好。
Greetings,
Mr. Taylor. 虽然我们萍水相逢，但是你以真诚与友好的与友好却使我难忘。
Even though we just met briefly, but because your sincerity and your friendliness, I could never forget.
无论怎样，我感到慈爱与友谊永远是世界上最需要、最宝贵的东西。
Whatever I felt that love and friendship. what we always need and is most precious.
你使我确信这一点。
You have made me convinced of this.
在这美好的一日子里，祝你圣诞快乐，阖家幸福。
And such a beautiful season. May you have a happy Christmas and your entire family be blessed.
中国朋友。
Chinese
friend. 某某人。1991年12月22日。
1991 December 22nd.
我不知道这位公安有没有接受主耶稣。
I do not know whether this lady ever received Jesus.
但是我知道有那短短的时间就可以把主的福音，好像简单的让他有一个了解。
But I trust that in that brief moment, I can allow her to have a simple understanding of the gospel of Christ.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，求你开我们的心眼。
Our Heavenly Father, please open the eyes of our heart.
使我们能够明白圣经里面的奇妙。
So that we may understand the wonder in the Bible.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. These nights we have been thinking together about our glorious hope. The hope of the coming of our Lord Jesus. We've looked at it already from two different perspectives. First, the perspective of the resurrection. That is the foundation of our hope. Secondly, from the perspective of holiness. The scripture tells us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And this is really the fruit of our hope.But we move this evening to the function of our hope. And as we think of this, I want our attention to be focused on the task which the risen Lord, the returning Lord, has given us to accomplish. Turn again with me, please, to the book of Colossians. These three nights, we've turned again and again to Colossians. And we turn again this evening to Colossians. Chapter 1, from verse 24 to 29. May I ask you, please, to read together in Chinese. 24 to 29. 来，现在我们为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分，做了教会的执事。要把神的道理传得完全备，这道理就是历世历代隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫我们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成为有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神的面前。我也为此劳苦，照着我在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。再请看前面三节到第八节 verse 3 to 8. Again, we'll read together in Chinese, please.
再用中文一起读。
来，我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众生徒的爱心， 是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真道上所听见的。这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，这你们听见这福音，知道神恩惠的日子一样。正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉我们。最后请看第四章
verse 12 and 13, 12-13，
让我们一同来读。有你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立的稳。他为你们和老底家并其他兄弟多了劳苦，我们可以跟他做见证的。 Here in the first chapter,
在这第一章里，
Paul has been speaking in verse 5 about the faith and love that spring from hope.
保罗在第五节讲到他们因盼望着有的信心跟爱心。
The foundation of our hope is the resurrection.
我们盼望的基础是基督的复活。
Without the resurrection, there could be no fruit for our hope.
如果没有复活的话，我们就不可能有着盼望的果实。
There would be no holiness of life.
也不可能有圣洁的生活。
For the only way that you and I may live a holy life is through the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为我们唯有借着主耶稣复活的大能，我们才能够过一个圣洁的生活。
It was that power that enabled Paul to be turned around.
也是这个大能使保罗完全的转变过来。
And Paul himself said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection.
保罗自己说，让我认识他，并知道他复活的大能。
Now we need also to see that the order here is very important.
我们要看见这个次序是非常重要的。
Following the power of the resurrection is a holy life.
随着这个复活的大能就是圣洁的生活。
And then we come to the witness or the function of our hope.
然后才来到我们的见证，就是我们盼望的功用。
Serving our risen Lord.
来侍奉那位复活的主。
If we are not living a life that is worthy of Christ,
如果我们的行事为人，我们的生命不是与主的恩典相称的话，
then how can we really serve him?In fact, Jesus said that there are people who will say, Lord, Lord, did we not preach in your name? Did we not perform miracles in your name? Did we not do many mighty things in your name?
耶稣自己说，有一天有人会说，主啊，我们岂不是奉你的名曾经传道，奉你的名行神迹奇事吗？
And the Lord said, Depart from me, I never knew you.
但是主会跟他们说，你们离开我，因为我就不认识你们。
They were trying to serve without the life that matched it.
尝试用自己去服侍，但是他们的生活不跟这个相称。
We're all called to serve the Lord.
我们都是蒙召侍奉主。
But our most important service is, first of all, living a life that is in accordance with Christ.
但是我们最重要的使命，最重要的工作，就是要活出一个生活与其主的恩典相称。
This evening, let's think together about the great commission the Lord has given to us.
今天晚上我们要一同思想主托付我们的大使命。
The fulfillment of the great commission is really the function of our hope of the coming Lord.
知道我们对主再来这个盼望的功用，就是要完成这个大使命。
He said before he returns, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in every nation to all people.
就
So you and I have a responsibility to have a part in the fulfillment of the Great Commission. Now, in Paul's thinking, mission was a partnership. And actually, it's a threefold partnership. First of all, a partnership with God. Then a partnership with the church. And thirdly, a partnership with the mission team. So Paul speaks of the partnership that he had with God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Paul says, we are God's fellow workers. Isn't that a beautiful statement? God has called you and me into partnership with Him. He said, I planted, Apollos watered, but it was God who caused the increase. I could plant the seed, somebody else could water, but it is God who brings about the increase of that harvest. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1, Paul says, we are workers together, or working together with him. And in John chapter 15, Jesus told his disciples, without me, you can do nothing. Actually, is that not what the prophet told us? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. My friends, you and I, in this ministry of the function of our hope, are partners together with God. But Paul also recognized that missionary service was a partnership with the church. Missions cannot be divorced or separated from the church. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 5, Paul is writing to the church in Philippi, and his heart is full of joy. He says, you know, I'm thinking of the participation we have had together in the gospel from the first day until now. You see, Paul had gone to the riverside, preached the gospel. Lydia had opened her heart, or the Lord opened Lydia's heart, and she accepted Christ. Then she opened her home and entertained the missionaries. There was the beginning of partnership. That church prayed for Paul. That church sent money to support Paul. There was a beautiful partnership. And Paul was remembering that. And I've been thinking this evening again, the privilege that our family has had in a partnership with the Church of the Lord in China. For more than 120 years. It's been a very wonderful experience. I think of my parents' experience during World War II. They left us at the coast and went to the west, northwest in Free China.
我们的孩子在靠岸边呢，他们就到了中国的西北边，就是在后方。
When they arrived in Baoji, they could find no place to stay.There were so many refugees from the coastal area that every hotel, every home was full. It was Chinese Christians who invited my parents to stay in their home with them. They lived in a cave in Baoji.And they invited my parents to live with them in the cave. Partnership. I think of when Mrs. Taylor and I left Taiwan for Singapore. We'd been at China Evangelical Seminary for 10 years. We now had the joy of seeing.Dr. Timothy Lin take up the leadership of the seminary. And we were now to move from Taiwan to Singapore. But there was no support for us. The seminary, Hua Shen, could not continue to support us.The mission in America cut off support. And we were really cast on the Lord. How would we be supported in this new ministry in Singapore? You know, there are many friends in the Chinese church who think 美国人有钱
在华人教会里面有很多人以为美国人有钱Money.
Not necessarily.
We need them.
And with missionaries, probably not. But do you know what happened? God laid a burden on the heart of the Chinese church in Manila. And Grace Gospel Church in Manila contacted us and said, could we take you as our missionaries? We just couldn't believe it. You know, for the last 12 years, they have been our major supporting church in the ministry to which the Lord has called us.We report to them. We visit them. They write letters to us. Even send us birthday cards. And also support us in prayer and financially. Partnership with the church.It is a very real privilege. But Paul also speaks about partnership in the team. He worked with Barnabas. He worked with Timothy and with Silas. On occasion, he was working with these professionals, Aquila and Priscilla.You know, it was wonderful to see God's timing in bringing Aquila and Priscilla to Corinth just when Paul arrived. Paul lived in their home. He worked together with them. And they learned a lot of theology and Christian living from Paul.They are a remarkable couple. You know, they were like Mencius' mother. They moved at least 3 times. But their reason for moving was different. Not for their son's education. The first time they moved was to Rome to make money.向前看
向前看
so they moved to Rome to make money Yeah. And the second time they moved was an experience that many Chinese friends have had. They were forced to leave Rome because of racial prejudice. They had to leave. And they came then to Corinth. But actually, that is only the superficial reason. You see, you could say, why did these two people experience that kind of discrimination? And yet, when you look at the pattern that God was making, that to bring them there to Corinth, right at the time when the missionary Paul was coming. You can see that God is sovereign, controlling the movements of His own children. And even the evil intent of the Roman Empire was bringing to pass the extension of the kingdom of God. But the third time they moved, it was not for money, it was not because of racial prejudice. It was for the gospel. They moved to Ephesus. Gladly, voluntarily, they moved with Paul so that they could be involved in planting the church there in that strategic location. So you see, Paul had a wonderful partnership in the team. He calls Timothy my fellow worker. Now, this evening, we've read about one other fellow worker. It's somebody that most of us don't know very much about. His name is Epaphras. Probably if I gave you a quiz tonight, most of us wouldn't even know who he was. Now I want you to listen very carefully. I know it's very hot in here tonight. And maybe your head is nodding. You know, in the mountains of Taiwan, we used to have a custom. This was among the mountain people in Taiwan. You know, in the service, many of them could very quickly go to sleep. And so they had a practice. If they were really nodding their head like that, they were not saying yes to the preacher, they weren't even listening to the preacher. They would just stand up right in their seat and wait until they'd woken up. And then they would sit down again. So tonight, if you're nodding your head, don't be afraid to stand up. I will not feel badly about it at all. Because I know that you want to hear what I'm going to say. Okay, let's all stand up, shall we? Shake hands with the person next to you. And say, please don't go to sleep. All right, please be seated. Now, I want to talk to you about the partnership that Epaphras had with Paul. He had a three-faceted partnership with Paul. First of all, there was a partnership in service. Secondly, there was a partnership in prayer. And thirdly, there was a partnership in suffering. Let's look first at the partnership that they enjoyed in service. If we look through the book of Colossians, we will see that Epaphras and Paul were both ministering. Paul never went to the city of Colossae. Even though he's writing to the Christians there, he said, I have never seen you face to face. How was the church started there then? It was started by Epaphras. He had gone to Ephesus, heard the gospel from Paul, and carried it back to his own people. He was the missionary that brought the gospel back to his Jerusalem. I wonder if you will do that. Will you take the gospel back to your own people? To your Jerusalem? So that your people, your family, your community may really know Jesus Christ? It was Epaphras who taught them about the grace of God. Now, Epaphras' gifts were very different from Paul's. Paul was a theologian. He was a missionary statesman. He wrote many books or letters in the New Testament. There's not one letter in the New Testament from Epaphras. His gifts were totally different from Paul's. But they were part of a team. That's what Paul says. We are different members of one body. Some are like the eye. Some are like the ear. Some are like the hand. Some like the foot. We're all part of one body. We have different functions. And each member is needed. Oh, I like that picture, don't you? And that's the way it is in missions. Paul is the theologian. But he needs team members. Somebody who understands computer. I don't think Paul had a computer. But you understand what I mean. Dr. Luke was working with Paul. Here was a doctor that was part of the team. And this doctor was also a writer. He had workers like Timothy and Silas who took part, their parts too. And in missions today, there are many different functions that need to be fulfilled. Some are people who go and translate the scripture. Some evangelize. And they plant the church. And others have gifts in teaching and building up the new believers. Training the new leaders for the church. There are some who have gifts in administration. Some have gifts in other areas. They may be computer specialists. They may be people who understand accounting. You know, I'm here today because there were some missionaries who went to take care of missionary children. And today in the Chinese church, one of our most urgent needs is for people with skills in caring for children to help the children of Chinese missionaries serving overseas.
知道在今天华人教会里面有一个极大的需要，就是需要有人他有教导的恩赐去教导这些宣教士的孩子。Because
if we do not give that kind of support to our missionary, our Chinese missionaries, then their children will have no roots in Chinese culture.
如果我们没有办法在这一方面支持这些华人的宣教士，那他们的儿女就会在中国的文化上面不会扎根。
And many of them perhaps will have to leave the mission field and return to Hong Kong or to Taiwan or to Singapore or to the United States.
甚至于他们也许必须离开这个工厂，回到香港、新加坡、台湾，甚至美国。So
in missions today, there are many different ways that we partner together to fulfill the task.
所以今天在宣道的工作有很多各方面的，我们必须要合作才能够完成这个事。Recently,
there is a new book that has come out.
最近有一本新的书出版。And
it is, the title is Serving as Senders.
第一个那个书的名字就是，差遣者的服饰。This
is beautiful.
这是很美的。Very
often we think that only those who go are serving.
许多时候我们以为只是那些出去的是在服饰。But
the author of this book reminds us that those who send are also serving.
但是这本书的作者提醒我们，差遣人出去的这些教会，他们也在侍奉。Are
you prepared this evening to be a partner in ministry?
你今天晚上是不是准备要在侍奉上有份呢？The
Lord has not called you to go.
也是神没有呼召你去。But
will you serve as a sender?
但是你能不能作为一个差遣者这样的角色来侍奉？
Are you prepared to encourage missionaries who have gone?
你是不是愿意去鼓励那些到外面去的宣教士？Will
you write letters to them?
你会跟他们写信？Will
you make a telephone call to them? Maybe you'll even visit them in their mission field. Perhaps. What a beautiful picture. Secondly, partnership in prayer. You know, I think that this book of Colossians is really beautiful. It begins in prayer and it ends in prayer. Chapter 1 has Paul's prayer for the Christians in Colossae. And you know, teachers duplicate themselves. And in chapter 4, you read Epaphras' prayer for those believers. Look at his prayer for a minute. Verse 12. Paul says, Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you, that you may stand firm in all the will of God, mature and fully assured.
他说：“有你们那里的人，做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗，为你们安。他在祷告之间，常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神的一切旨意上得以完全，信心充足，能站立的稳。”Epaphras
knew the partnership of prayer.
所以以巴弗他也了解这个在祷告上的同工。
You know, I learned the importance of prayer when I returned to came to America in 1946.
当我在1946年回到美国的时候，我也学习到这个同心。I
had spent most of my life in China.
我那个时候在以前一生的当中都是在中国。And
now I had come to America.
那后来呢，我就来到美国了。Do
you remember your first weekend in America?
你记不记得你到美国的头一个周末？
Were you pretty lonely?
你是不是很孤单？
I'll never forget that first weekend.
我永远不会忘记那头一个周末。I
went to church that Sunday.
那天礼拜天我去教会。My
parents and brothers and sisters were still in Shanghai.
我的父母跟我的兄弟姐妹还在上海。I
was alone in Los Angeles.
我自己一个人在罗森。And
I went to church Sunday morning.
礼拜天早晨我到教会。There
was a huge congregation there.
是一个很大的会众。And
I thought nobody knew me. A bishop preached that Sunday. And after he was finished, the chairman made an announcement. He said, I'm going to ask the bishop to go to the door and shake hands with everybody as you leave. And then he said, I've just found out that there is a young man here who has just come from China. And I'm going to ask him to go and stand with the bishop, and you can shake his hand too. 我吓死了。
I was very frightened.
But he had made the announcement, and all I could do was 乖乖地去。
他已经报告了，所以我只好站在那里。 And
I went to the door and stood with the bishop.
所以我到了那个门口，我就站在监督的旁边。
Do you know how I felt?
你知道我的感受怎么样？
Like an animal in the zoo. All of these people coming to look at the boy who had just come from China. And then it happened. A dear old sister with white hair. She came flying toward the boy, not the bishop. And she threw her arms around my neck. And she began to kiss me. You know, in China, we don't do such things. I was so embarrassed. But you know, she said something that day that I've never forgotten. She said, son, let me love you. We were praying for you. She knew that four Taylor children had been separated from their parents for more than 5 years. She was serving as a sender. And though she was not in China, she was praying for that family that she couldn't see. And during the war, she hardly got any letters from us. I'd never written to her. I didn't know who she was. But she knew who I was. And she was praying. You know, I think of our Chinese missionaries who have gone out from North America. From Hong Kong. From Taiwan. From Singapore. They're some of the most heroic people in the world today. I think of Patrick and Jenny from Hong Kong. Both of them are doctors. They've gone to the Middle East to a hospital to go as missionary doctors. A lot of doctors are leaving Hong Kong, but they're not going to the Middle East. They're going to Canada, they're going to Australia. But these two, for Christ, have gone to a Muslim country. It wasn't easy. In fact, the father of one of them said, you know, one day I'm going to be on the street begging because you've gone as missionaries. And they said to the father, we will support you even on our small missionary livelihood. We will fulfill our obligation of filial piety. And they have. God has provided for them in a special way so that month by month they can send money to their parent in Hong Kong. I wonder if we are prepared to pray for our missionaries. And serve in that kind of partnership. Some have gone to Japan. Some have gone to Thailand. Some are in extremely dangerous situations. Are we prepared to be partners with them in prayer? We talk about our hope. But is our hope real in terms of how we function and fulfill the Great Commission? Finally, Epaphras had a partnership in suffering. Paul was in prison when he wrote the letter to the Colossians. But he describes Epaphras as my fellow prisoner. Epaphras was willing with Paul to suffer. Paul said to Timothy, my son, take your share of suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote that to Timothy, he was not sitting in an air-conditioned office in Rome. He was sitting in a damp and dark Roman prison. And he was saying, my son, as you see me willing to suffer for the Lord, you take your share of suffering too. You know, friends, I think that one of the secrets for the growth of the church in China today is the way in which our brothers and sisters there have been willing to suffer for the Lord Jesus. Paul said, it is my suffering that proves that I am a servant of Jesus Christ. It is not the churches that I planted. It is not the number of people who have raised the hand to accept Christ. He said, are those people servants of the Lord? I more so. How? I have suffered more than they have. I wonder if this is our understanding. I think sometimes maybe in our Chinese church we think if a person suffers for Christ, 真倒霉. Paul said, that's my glory. Suffering for the Lord. Now I realize that suffering can be experienced in many different ways. There may be one kind of suffering in a communist nation. And Christians in China may suffer in one way, but you and I in the United States, are we prepared to take our stand and suffer for the Lord in other ways? Are you prepared to suffer because your lifestyle is a simple lifestyle? You're not prepared just to keep up with your neighbors. They buy a new car, so you buy a new car. Wait a minute, you say, no, I am a steward. And I have other priorities. It isn't just to keep up with other people. How can I best use the money God gives for the extension of His kingdom?
我怎么样可以善用神给我的钱，为着主国度的扩张来善用？
It may be, as we said last night, because you've taken your stand for a moral position. Are we prepared to suffer for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, Paul talks about, as I've mentioned this evening, about the church as the body of Christ. And he says, you know, that when one member suffers, all members suffer. If a missionary out there from the Chinese church is suffering, are we prepared to suffer with that person? Do we really identify with the missionaries that we've sent out? Are we prepared to take time to write and pray for them? Will we give sacrificially to support them? So that this great hope that we have may be brought to fulfillment in the completion of the Great Commission. What was the result of this partnership that Paul had in missions? In Colossians 1 verse 6, Paul says, "The gospel which has come to you, just as in all the world also, it is constantly bearing fruit and increasing." I like that, in all the world. Are we prepared really to see that the gospel is carried to all the world? Others brought the gospel to us. And the Lord says he will not return until the Great Commission is completed. Are we in the Chinese church now prepared to take up our role, our sacred role, in this great task? I close with a story from our family. I've told you about our experience during World War II. I told you how I came to know the Lord after the war was over. What happened when the war broke out? My parents were serving in Henan, Kaifeng. And my brother and sisters and I were going to the China Inland Mission School in Shandong, Yantai. After the Qiqi Shibian, after July the 7th, 1937, the Japanese quickly overran Shandong province. And they quickly overran Kaifeng as well. And my parents had great difficulty in continuing with their missionary service. In fact, several times the Japanese soldier with his stick hit my mother on the head. And my father said, "This is not a good time for us to be continuing our missionary service during the war." And he and my mother decided to take the family from China and come to the United States. They had already booked their tickets, our tickets, for America. It was just a matter of waiting till the day came. You know, sometimes we think that if we've got the money and we've got the ticket, God has opened the door. Not necessarily. Maybe you opened the door.
也许是你自己在开这个门。
Because you passed the TOEFL.
因为你在考试，英文考试通过。
And you had money to come.
那你也有钱来。
Or was it really God who opened the door?
是不是真是神开门呢？
And when will He open the door for you to go back?
那他又什么时候开门让你回去呢？
Oh, maybe you say because the door, he hasn't opened the door, therefore it, you're not going back. You know, although my parents had made this decision, they kept praying. And they realized that this decision was their own decision, it wasn't God's. After you've made a mistake,Are you prepared to acknowledge you've made a mistake? Sometimes we in the Chinese church are so face conscious that after making a mistake, we'll just keep making it all the way to the end. My father said, we've made a mistake. He said to me, son, do you want to go with me to the shipping office?I said, Daddy, are we going to America? He said, No, I'm going to cancel the tickets. I said, Daddy, you can't do that. You know, I thought going to America was like going to heaven. But my father went to the shipping office and he cancelled the tickets. And a few days later,He and mother said goodbye to us there in Shandong Yantai. We thought that it might be a few months later or maybe a year later that we would see each other again. We never realized that it would be 5.5 years later before we would ever see our parents again. My parents went from Shandong Yantai back to Henan. From Henan, they went with the refugees to Shanxi. And there I've told you how they lived for the first period of time in Baoji. And then the door opened for them to begin a Bible school in Fengxiang. And for 5 years, they kept a very important training program for Chinese leaders in the church. I know it was important because today I've met many of the graduates of that seminary and they are still serving the Lord.
知道是重要，因为一直到今天，我还看到很多从那个圣经学校毕业的，现在还在侍奉神。
December 8, 1941。
然后，1941年12月8号
，Japan bombed Pearl Harbor。
你知道日本军队攻珍珠港。
That morning, the missionaries opened the paper。
那天早晨，宣教士打开报纸。
My mother was there。
我母亲在那。
She's an American。
她是美国人。
She saw the headlines。Japan attacks Pearl Harbor. And she knew that her country was now at war with Japan. And four of her children were in Japanese occupied China. They were 1,000 miles away. She couldn't reach them. It was too late.She went to her room. She knelt down. But she couldn't pray. She could only cry. You've had that experience, some of you have. You are so burdened, so broken-hearted, that all you can do is kneel there and weep. And to her mind came pictures of the rape of Nanking and the atrocities in Shanghai.And she thought of her two daughters in Shandong Yantai. And her two boys. And she wept. And then the Lord began to speak to her.
然后主就开始跟她说话。
And he said, why are you crying?
她说你为什么在哭呢？
Have you forgotten the promise that I gave you before you left your children in Shandong?
难道你忘记了当你离开你的儿女以前我给你的应许吗？
What was that promise?
那应许是什么？
Matthew 6:33
Seek
first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. There was a preacher who used his own words to paraphrase that verse. And this is what he said.If you will take care of the things that are dear to God, God will take care of those who are dear to you. I don't think that this is a prescription for parental irresponsibility. I never felt that my parents were irresponsible with us children.Here they were faced with an opportunity to fulfill God's purpose in China. And to prove God's faithfulness. That God would take care of their children while they took care of God's interests in China.
就是说当他们去关心神在中国的工作的时候神也会去关心他们自己所爱的儿女
You know the rest of the story
那你是知道后面的故事
My mother got up from her knees that day wiped the tears away
我母亲从地上起来然后她擦了眼泪
She knew that God is faithful And for 5 years, she continued to work in northwest China, not knowing exactly how her children were. But she knew that the day would come when the family would be reunited. And on September the 11th, 1945,Four children walked into the mission, the Bible school place there in Fengxia. My mother didn't know we were coming. A student opened the door. He said, Mrs. Taylor, the children have arrived. And my mother said, whose children? And then she saw our four faces in the door. I tell you, that faculty meeting that night finished faster than any faculty meeting I've ever seen. They all left, except just my parents and the four of us. God is faithful.My friend, if he is calling you to his service, if you are taking care of the things that are dear to God, God will take care of those who are dear to you. He will provide for you. He will protect. He will be with you.He will use you. You will be part of the fulfillment of His great commission. As we look forward to the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, will you be part of really bringing Christ back? As we fulfill the great commission He has given to us.Partners in missions. The function of our hope. The fulfillment of the Lord's command to all of us. What part has God for you in this? Will you accept that? Will you obey? Will you let him use you? Shall we pray? While our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, may I ask you this evening, has God spoken to you? The task that the risen Lord gave us is not finished. Is he calling you to have a part in that ministry? Can you trust him? Will you obey him? If you sense that God is calling you this evening to go in his service, would you please raise your hand? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Are there others? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yes. Please put your hand down. Are there others? Are there others? Praise God. Is there anyone else? Praise God. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Could I just ask those who have raised their hand to stand right in your seat where you are so that I can pray for you? Praise God. If you didn't raise your hand but you sense that you really should, take this moment of opportunity. Stand where you are. Praise God. Praise the Lord. 天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。 今天晚上你在我们中间，我们真是看见你的灵运行在我们中间。我们看保罗，他传福音的时候不是一个人，他清楚知道是与神做同工的。主啊，如果是自己做没有意思，也自己不能做什么，但是你说我们，你若与我们同在，我们都能做。 求你帮助我们，真是依靠主，依靠你的灵。我的主，求你帮助我们与教会做同工，你也帮助我们在福音的工作上，真是有团队的精神，能够跟你所拣选的同工在一起，一同陪祂来侍奉你。我的主， 求你特别纪念站在你面前的弟兄姊妹，他们已经认识主，今天晚上献身给主。主啊，在这神圣的时刻，求你悦纳他们的奉献，带领他们的脚步。可能今天他们不十分清楚知道你什么时候要他们出去，也不知道在哪里侍奉你。 但是主，今天晚上，求你悦纳他们的奉献，使他们在未来的年日清楚知道主你在他们身上的美意。愿主帮助他们装备自己，在祷告，在主的话语上扎根，在学习侍奉主，在教会的陪祂，愿主大大的使用。 因为主，如果我们在这里不懂的，也没有侍奉你，我们到那边，在中国，在日本，在非洲，在哪里，我们也不会侍奉你。求你帮助我们在自己所属教会，先做忠心的管家，忠心的仆人来侍奉你。主耶稣，求你到你的时候，差遣我们出去。 做你要我们做的工，因为主，我们真是盼望你快来，愿主快来。主啊，你也纪念那些愿意做差遣者，虽然自己不出去，但是主在后方做后盾，支持被差遣的人。 像安提阿教会的弟兄姊妹，像菲律比的弟兄姊妹，主啊，使我们清楚地看见我们差遣者也是侍奉你的人。求你给我们这样准确的认识，帮助我们在华人教会，真是在差传的施工上完成你给我们的大使命。我的主， 求你听我们的祷告，带领我们的脚步。主啊，愿荣耀都归给你的圣名，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。